This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Diving right back into it here to finish the 6 o'clock hour out on your Tuesday morning. Sure, a lot of people have checked out already this week. I assume 3 o'clock today is the official checkout day and time for Thanksgiving. Would assume. What time is it? I don't know. Time for me to get my ass out of here is what you'll hear today from a lot of people.
And those who are working tomorrow are going to be like us, like, yeah, 10 a.m., I'm out.
10?
8
o'clock, 8 o'clock, I'm handing you the show and letting you just do this thing, and I'm out.
Fine. Go for it.
No way.
Oh, all right.
We go down together on this all ship. Right.
On what?
On this ship.
Oh.
Come on now. Professional over here. I haven't cussed on the radio.
In about a week.
Yeah. Somebody says,
today.
Somebody says, what is the late return fee at the library? Dusky quietly regales you with his golf stories.
That's good.
I said
good.
That could be one way to do it.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Would you rather hear about somebody's golf game, their bets, or their fantasy team, or their softball team?
Bets for sure, because it's either heartbreak or success. There's really no other way.
Yeah, we can get to the point, too. The golf could go on for a while. Yeah, fantasy.
And then I got to hole four, yeah, and you're
exactly.
Like, geez,
yeah. Christmas,
dude.
Who cares,
just
Bruce.
Give me the score and the biggest highlight.
Exactly.
People do not care about your golf game, your tennis game, any of your games, quite honestly.
No.
They really don't. I mean,
no.
I was playing tennis. Nobody cares, man.
To be fair, nobody cares about your life.
Yeah, exactly. It's true. I mean, ultimately, that's what it boils down to. Nobody cares!
Tony Romo in studio today, guys.
Yeah.
Tuesday, 6:50, tough Tuesdays. I can start this one out. I think the toughest Tuesday goes to those two tackles that play the offensive line for the Kansas City Chiefs. Tough Tuesday, man.
Agreed.
Tough Tuesday. Team's pissed. They didn't get the win they wanted to. Offensive line, the interior linemen are now like, dude, what are we doing here? Like, I need a little bit of help. You're making me look like a jackass, dude. Said Creed Humphrey. Said Joe Tooney. Said Trey Smith. I'm pretty sure all three with penalties on Sunday. Maybe not Creed, but I know Tooney and
did
I know Trey
Creed
Smith.
You're right about that. That's interesting. All
when
those
do you
guys,
ever see them get penalties?
Yeah, like, when they're pissed.
If anybody, it's normally like Trey Smith.
After a play, get mad.
Yeah. Another tough Tuesday.
Not false starting because he's nervous about the guy next to him.
Right.
That's what happened on Sunday.
Well, exactly.
And then Tooney's like, well, I got to hold this guy because I'm blocking this guy.
Exactly.
But that goes back to the do your job.
Yeah,
and when somebody that you work with isn't doing your job and you try to pick up the slack for them, your job suffers. So you can't worry about the jackass at work. You got to do your job. And that's the way the rest of this offensive line needs to approach it. Can't worry about the left tackle or the right tackle. I got to do my job.
Yeah. it's like Buddy the Elf can only do like four Etch-A-Sketches where everybody else is doing like 75. It's like, hey, I got to pick up the slack for Buddy over here. CJ Stroud, tough Tuesday. Tough sophomore year. We talked about it on Monday, yeah. I believe. You know, Houston, they're a team with a lot of promise this year. A lot of people bought in, like, can't wait for that December game against the Chiefs. Now that game is, we'll see.
Yeah.
They're now in that mold. They're not, they didn't really rise up this year with everything out. Quentin Johnson, tough Tuesday, man. You looked like Kadarius Toney last night.
Terrible.
Dude, that guy looked, he had, almost like in that Detroit game of the first game of the year with Kadarius Toney. There was a play where he was on the outside, Herbert threw a nice spiral to him, literally drops it, would have ran for like probably 30, 35 yards after the catch. And then another crucial play, throws it right into his hands, drops it. I mean, perfect throw, dropped it. Quentin Johnson having a tough Tuesday. And Kyler Murray, man, threw for 285, but you threw for negative 40 on an interception to the house and the biggest game of your season against one of your division rivalries that you just didn't really show up to play for. A tough Tuesday for Kyler Murray, who's somebody over here who's been advocating for him to be in the MVP conversation, in the, hey, maybe we were a little too harsh on Kyler Murray, but today is a tough Tuesday because you were not that good and you lost to a team in your division that you really need to win to solidify yourself as the number one seed in the NFC West, which is garbage.
Yeah, that's the difference between being, you know, a legit quarterback and just another guy. That's why 10 teams are looking at Daniel Jones today. Say that out loud again. He turned down the Raiders, I'm told, to go and explore the free agent market. He didn't want to go to the Raiders. And I told the person who said that to me, I go, would you want to go? I'd rather have rabies than play for the Raiders at this point in time. And if you're Daniel Jones, you've been on such bad teams for so long, why not go if you get an opportunity to back somebody up and have a taste of success? But it shows you where the quarterbacking is in this league right now, that Daniel Jones allegedly has 10 suitors. It's not a tough Tuesday for him. That's a great Tuesday for Daniel Jones, right?
Best Tuesday he's had in a minute, probably.
Yeah. Best Tuesday, he'd be like, yeah, nobody wants me, and I got paid to get out of New York.
Yeah.
That's the, actually, he's like, 10 phone calls, like, damn it, dude.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
I thought maybe two.
Yeah, all these teams want me. I get to pick where I want to go now.
Kansas City, please have Kansas City call. Please have Kansas City call.
Daniel Jones should be saying that, 100%. Yeah. Come here and rehab your career under Andy Reid, be next year's Carson Wentz, you know, type
no,
of
no,
guy.
No, 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 no. Come here with Andy Reid and become next year's Taysom Hill with the Kansas City Chiefs.
He could do, oh, yeah, well, I don't know that Daniel, you saw Daniel Jones run.
Yeah.
He falls.
That's true.
Stays in bounds, though.
His greatest play is falling.
No
Daniel
even
Jones,
in, the frame.
In a nutshell, nobody around. Oh, he went down. Like that. If that sums up a career, I mean, tell me what does. Who do you want to go with, Mac? I'll let you go next here.
Yeah, I would say, man, I wasn't really prepared here. Sorry.
Okay,
guys.
So I'll go then. That's fine. I'm going to start with Brian Daboll, and it kind of leads into Malik Nabers. We'll hear from him here in a second, calling everybody and their brother out after the game. You got a rookie wide receiver that's saying you played soft. You got a defensive tackle that's saying on your team that you played soft. That's on coaching, man. And if I'm Brian Daboll right now, I'm probably getting boxes at UPS.
Go out there first, second quarter. Don't get the ball. Start getting targets at the end. I mean, can't do nothing. Start getting the ball when it's 30-0. What you want me to do?
Take out your gum.
Why in the first half are they not looking at you?
I don't know. Talk to Dave about that. Talk to Dave.
Did you say something to the coaches at halftime?
I mean, they know. They come up to me, ask me what plays I want. That was that. I mean, I don't know. I don't know, man.
Well, he really is smacking
he
that
is
gun.
I mean, that
My
is that.
God,
yeah.
That's in the front two teeth.
I mean, he is just chomping.
It must
chomping
be,
on the gum.
It must be juicy.
So, yeah, so because of that, Brian Daboll now, like if you're the owner of the franchise, you're like, I may keep the guy if the players are bought in. Sure doesn't sound like they're bought in. He's on the hot seat this week, having a tough Tuesday. The Raiders are having a tough Tuesday.
Jeez.
They don't know who their quarterback is going to be on Friday for this game against the Chiefs, and then Daniel Jones rejected them. So you're the Raiders. You're having a tough Tuesday. And I'm going to throw this one out there just for motivation standpoint. Chris Jones, man. Where you been the last 7 weeks?
Pressure.
Yep.
What would you know about pressure? Ace Ventura, ever seen it?
Nope. We'll add it to the list.
Okay.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
We know.
I've never heard of him.
My daughter, we were talking about that movie last night, and my daughter says, you sound so old. I said, what do you mean? Automobiles? I'm like, that's the name of the movie. What do you want me to call it? Planes, the L, and a car?
Planes, Trains, and Cars?
I mean, like, automobiles.
That movie, I'll tell you this, you know how if you watch The Office, you have those moments where you're like, oh my God, what's going to happen? Dude, that movie for like 30 straight minutes is just on the edge of your seat cringe.
Well, I mean, Steve Martin's really good at that.
So. He's really good. There's a scene where he drops 16 F-bombs in 30 seconds.
I said it in the group yesterday.
Yeah. Oh.
I need the keys to an effing car right effing now. You're messing with the wrong guy.
Oh, it's so good.
I mean, dude, John Candy, perfect role. The hotel scene's the one that gets you the cringes. God. And then when you watch that scene, think of Bob. And what Bob would do in that scene.
Great, yes.
I would be Steve Martin. I would
lose. Of course. Yeah. And I know who the other guy is.
Yo.
Did you ever watch Due Date with Robert Downey Jr. and Zach Galifianakis?
Yeah, I never did. Yes, I did watch that.
They essentially did Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, but in a modern era.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's essentially the same movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just not during a holiday of like Thanksgiving.
It's
a very, very, very good movie.
It is. It's a great John Hughes type of movie.
Due Date
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
You'll watch it.
Yeah, I'll try
and
watch it this weekend.
Yeah, you should.
With the fam.
You'll watch it. You'll see it. And then by the end, you'll be like, why am I crying?
Yeah, right. Exactly. It is such a great John Hughes movie, and it's perfect for this time of the year. 37 years old. It's as old as Dusty is right now. And then people will tell you, it's not a good movie. Yes, it is. It's an all-time classic.
Do you have the receipt? No, I threw it away. Then you're blank.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.